Mark, you were in Washington, D.C. 10 years ago on 9/11, and the very next day, you started putting together something called Project Intelligent Response. Your newsletter, Strategic News Service, is read by many CEOs, executives, and scientists in the high-tech sector, and you started asking them for solutions to all the security problems facing us.
Right. Well, as you'll recall, everyone was pretty much mind-blown at the moment. No one was doing much. Everyone was stuck wherever they were. Nothing was moving. And I was stuck at a friend's house, and I got a phone call from one of our members asking what we were going to do. And I hadn't thought of a thing. Just the question was a good question. And so I realized we could send out an email to every member around the world and ask for their suggestions on how to use technology to fight terrorism. And I did that, and we created a book of about 200 pages within about 2 weeks.
And then you went and hand-delivered that to most of the senators.
That's right. Which it turned out was necessary because the postal system had been shut down by the anthrax attacks.
What were some of the things that that they came up with?
Well, you know, a lot of it is obvious, and a lot of it now is in place today around the world. So all the TSA stuff that you see today was in that book. All the stuff that you see being worked on now about facial recognition, integrating databases together, all that stuff was part of the book.
Now, you know, 10 years later, technology is making us more secure. But I tell you, between the private sector and the government, I mean, privacy has just gone out the window. I mean, we're giving up information on Facebook and Twitter and our credit card transactions. Our smartphones are tracking us. And then, of course, we have the government with the anti-terrorism technology, cameras, monitoring movements. It's a totally new world.
It really is.
How do we balance, you know, the concerns about privacy and liberty and our security concerns?
It's a subconscious exchange that we didn't really get asked to make. I suppose in the sense of the Patriot Act, we were asked. But it seems to me that governments are taking this upon themselves, and perhaps rightfully so, that their job, number one, is to protect their citizens, and they will do whatever it takes.
Do the technology companies bear much responsibility for the ethics here, for how this technology gets used?
Not too much, Dave, I don't think. That if you're the CEO of one of these companies, you have a question in your mind of, should you sell this to a country which you think is unethical in how it behaves? Should you sell this to China if they're going to use it to capture and imprison or kill people who try to use the Internet for establishing freedom over in China? The same thing would be true in any other country. So there is an ethical part to the questions that a tech CEO has to answer. But if you're dealing with a government, U.S. government perhaps, that you feel is essentially under control and trying to help the citizens, in other words, if the government is acting the way it's supposed to act, if it's honoring the Bill of Rights, then I think you're not in an ethical situation at all. You're just trying to do the best you can. It's tough. But obviously, we're in a time where, because the individual has increasing ability to cause damage, there is an increasing need by the population to cede privacy in favor of security.
Thanks, Mark. Mark Anderson publishes Strategic News Service, a newsletter for the computing and telecommunications industries. His website is at stratnews.com. You can download our monthly conversations about the digital future at kplu.org. I'm Dave Meyer.